And now, the Premier Radio Networks proudly presents Casey Kasem's American Top 40, The 80s. This week's presentation is from July 23rd, 1988.
Again, and welcome to American Top 40. My name's Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the most popular songs in the USA. These are the records you're buying, and radio stations are playing all over America. And how do I know? Because Billboard magazine says so. And they tell us there are six debuts this week, including new hits from Taylor Dane, Van Halen, and Huey Lewis in the News. First, a quick recap of last week's top three. At number three last week was Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. At number two was Mercedes Boy by Pebbles. And at number one was The Flame by Cheap Trick. They've been burning bright in the top spot for 2 weeks in a row now, and we're on our way to finding out if they have enough fuel to keep the fire going this week. Let's get started.
Number 40.
Leading off, the Canadian who hit last year with a remake of Elvis Presley's Can't Help Falling in Love. Now he's back with a new one, In Your Soul, Corey Hart.
Ever since I was a little kid, I never always thought I could run faster than the wind. Stare up to the sky with open spaces. I could live and die. Many can't find out in no book. Never find out in no book. Someone will drag you down and try to knock you on the head. Mama said little words of wonder. Don't matter, cause it's in your soul. I have always been that I have to do it to myself. No salvation on the firing line.
A million dreams won't set you free.
God, I know there's something trapped for me. There's no refuge from the right. No shelter.
Debuting at number 40 with a song he wrote and co-produced. That's his eighth top 40 hit. Six debuts this week, and the six songs falling out are Trouble, One More Try, Tall Cool One, Kiss Me Deadly, Beds Are Burning, and Together Forever. Those six drop out. Here's our second debut, the latest hit by New York's current Empress of Dance Music, Taylor Dayne. But this time, she's singing a ballad. Coming in at number 39, here's I'll Always Love You. It's her third top 40 hit. Coming up, the first hit in America for the number one TV actress in Australia, Kylie Minogue. Her story and her hit, I Should Be So Lucky, coming up.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
We're on our way to the number one song in the USA. Well, here's another of our six debuts. A new song from the Moody Blues from their new album, Sur La Mer. That's French for By the Sea. Coming in at number 38, here's I Know You're Out There Somewhere.
I know you're out there somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. I know I'll find you somehow, and somehow I'll return again.
Thank you. slowly, I can see the way ahead. And I've left behind the empty streets that once inspired my life. And the strength of the emotion is like thunder in the air. 'Cause the promise that we made each other haunts me to the end.
I know you're out there somewhere. You're listening to the week's biggest hits on American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to the hit song, I Should Be So Lucky, the first American hit for the number one TV actress in Australia last year. She's a pretty 20-year-old blonde named Kylie Minogue. Now, Kylie's from Melbourne, and when she was just 11 years old, she started acting professionally in Australian TV shows. Then she stopped for a while and spent her time as a typical Australian teenager growing up and going to school. But when she was about 16, Kylie went looking for acting jobs again, and she got them. Less than 2 years later, in 1985, she landed the part that would change her life, playing a teenager in a soap opera about everyday life down under. Now, in Australia, they have TV awards just like our Emmy Awards, called Logies. And in 1987, Kylie was nominated for two Logies, Best New Talent and Best Actress. At the ceremony, the Best New Talent Award was announced first. She didn't win. Then Kylie says, I was just prepared to accept whatever happened. When they announced my name as Best Actress winner, I honestly couldn't believe it. I walked up in a trance to the stage. End of quote. Last summer, the Australian TV star made her first recording, a remake of the Little Eva classic called Locomotion. It was released in Australia and shot to number one. Her next big release topped charts all over the world and is currently in our countdown. Here's one of the most popular and recognized young stars in Australia, 20-year-old Kylie Minogue, at number 37 on American Top 40 with I Should Be So Lucky.
Dreaming.
Kylie Minogue from Australia. She took that song to number one in Australia and in Britain, Ireland, West Germany, Switzerland, and Finland. Here in the U.S., it hit number 28 last week, now falls to 37. Up next, the latest news from Huey.
The news from coast to coast. American Top 40.
These are the hits ranked by Billboard magazine.
Number 36.
Debuting this week, here's the latest chart entry from Huey Lewis in the News. Huey told writer Ben Fong Torres, one thing rock and roll has to be is true. And if it rings true, it's right. Well, ringing right and ringing true here at number 36, here's Perfect World by Huey Lewis and the News. With Perfect World, their 14th Top 40 hit. This is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. At number 35 this week is another debut song. It's by Van Halen from their number one album, OU812. And lead singer and guitarist Sammy Hagar says this is his favorite song in the album. Told Rolling Stone magazine, to me, it's the most chilling song. As soon as the chorus hits, man, it's goosebumps head to toe. End of quote. Here's Van Halen coming in at number 35 with When It's Love.
Everybody's love.
Oh, how does it feel when it's love?
When It's Love by Van Halen, debuting this week at number 35. 34 big ones to number one as the countdown rocks on.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
We're coming to you from Hollywood, and so is the band with this week's highest debut. They're five men whose image as biker rockers has caused quite a stir, beginning with their name, Guns N' Roses. They started out in the steamy, dark rock clubs of Hollywood, where the music's loud and does all the talking. And a year ago, they released their first album, Appetite for Destruction, and it didn't get a lot of airplay. But their live shows and word of mouth sold the record. It made the top 10 nationally on the album chart. Suddenly, radio couldn't refuse. And now Guns N' Roses have their first top 40 single, coming in at number 34 with their idea of a ballad with a beat. Here's Sweet Child of Mine. Los Angeles band called Guns N' Roses. It's their first chart single and debuts at number 34. I'm Casey. This is American Top 40. At number 33 is the hit I Still Believe by Brenda K. Starr, and it was produced by a Brazilian musician named Aymar Deodato. Now, you might remember his name. You see, in the early 70s, he adapted classical music written at the turn of the century by German composer Richard Strauss. Strauss's music had been used for the theme of the 1969 movie 2001, A Space Odyssey. And in 1973, Aymar Deodato hit with his version of it. Listen. That's Deodato. Legato with his hit titled Also Sprach Zarathustra. In 1973, it went to number two. Then in the late 70s, Deodato became a very successful producer. He produced 8 top 40 hits for Kool & the Gang, including the number one, Celebration. This week, we find the Brazilian producer Deodato on the charts, producing the current hit by singer Brenda K. Starr. At number 33, here's I Still Believe.
In my eyes, and I get emotional inside. I know it's crazy, but you still can touch my heart. And after all this time, you think that I wouldn't feel the same. But time melts into nothing, and nothing's changed.
Still Believe, her first top 40 hit. She took it to number 13, now it tumbles 7 notches down to 33. Up next, the simply irresistible Mr. Palmer.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
We're counting down the biggest hits by the hottest stars, and 13 of those hits are by male solo singers. Here's a man originally from Yorkshire County in England, now living in Nassau in the Bahamas, Robert Palmer. He climbs 8 notches to number 32 with his latest hit, Simply Irresistible.
Typical.
Robert Palmer and Simply Irresistible. First hit from his new album, Heavy Nova. The English singing star explodes 8 notches to number 32. Coming up, a long-distance dedication from a 13-year-old babysitter in New York to her favorite clients.
The hits from coast to coast.
Every week, American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world on great radio stations like Power Hits, KJYO, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, K93.5, KPPI, Ville Platte, Louisiana, B100, the best variety of your favorite music, Grenada, Mississippi, and all hit 92Q, WRQC, Cleveland, Ohio. Now at number 31 on the countdown, here are Bruce Hornsby and The Range with The Valley Road. Road to number 5. Then they followed it back down the chart from 16 to 31 this week, 11th week in the survey. This is American Top 40. I'm Casey Kasem. Now we're up to our long-distance dedication. And it's from a girl who learned that sometimes you can get more out of a job than you ever expected. She writes, "Dear Casey, hello, my name is Julie. I'm 13 years old and from Fairport, New York. I listen to your show every week on 98PXY. I'm writing this long-distance dedication to a family very dear to me. I was their babysitter for about a half a year. They're a real great family with 3 children, and we have a lot of wonderful memories together. When I was with them, it was like they were my younger sister and brothers. One thing we did do quite often was listen to their idol, Huey Lewis, who was never one of my favorites. They all would lip-sync, play the guitar, etc., and I'd watch them express themselves while I got a few laughs on my own. I still do not care too much for Huey, but some of the songs they would play over and over again did grow on me. In December of 1987, they unexpectedly moved to Maine. We said our goodbyes right around Christmas. Though I didn't show it that much, I was really hurt. After they left, I felt sort of empty. I miss seeing their smiling faces and the hugs. I miss going over to their house every weekend and not babysitting them, but being with them. I don't have any younger brothers or sisters of my own, and they were definitely the closest thing to being just that. Casey, could you play a song by Huey Lewis, Happy to Be Stuck with You, which is my favorite by him? This song brings back many memories of being with the most caring family around. Kristen, Matt, and Ryan, I know by now you have a new babysitter, but please don't ever forget me, because I could never forget you. You're deeply missed. Sincerely, Julie. Julie, here's your long-distance dedication.
Yes, it's true.
song from 1986, Stuck With You by Huey Lewis and the News, a long-distance dedication for Kristen, Matt, and Ryan in Maine from Julie, their former babysitter in Fairport, New York. I'm Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40 in Hollywood. We're counting down the week's 40 biggest hits, and we're 30 hits away from number one. We'll continue in a moment.
It's time now for a classic American Top 40 Extra from July 23rd, 1988. It's from the album Hysteria, which would spawn six Top 40 hits, including their biggest. Here's Love Bites by Def Leppard.
If you could live in a sense, that you haven't, live with love,
its way to number one in October, that's Def Leppard with Love Bites, a classic American Top 40 Extra from 1988. This classic edition of Casey Kasem's American Top 40 is from July 23rd, 1988.
This is American Top 40 in Hollywood. I'm Casey Kasem. We're counting down the 40 biggest hits in the nation on the way to the number one song in the USA as the countdown continues.
Number 30.
He already has his name all over the record books, and 3 weeks ago, he rewrote another page. Michael Jackson became the first artist in chart history to score five number ones from the same album. And here in the countdown is the one that did it for him. That fifth number one hit from the album Bad is Dirty Diana, Michael Jackson. Hit number 1 3 weeks ago, now falls 15 notches to number 30. Michael will be turning 30 years old next month, and that's his 46th top 40 hit overall as the countdown rocks on.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
These are the hits ranked by Billboard magazine. And at number 29 are the Seven Jets, a group of kids from the family whose last name is Wolfgram. Actually, there are a total of 15 children in the Wolfram family, and recently while they were on tour, they added two younger sisters named Jennifer and Healy to the group, bringing their total on the road to 9. We have just 7 on the record, though. Here they are at number 29 with Make It Real.
Yeah.
Make It Real, the Jets. Peaked at number four, this week falls nine notches to 29. It's their sixth Top 40 hit. This is Casey counting them down on American Top 40. At number 28 this week is the Boston band Aerosmith. And a few months ago at the annual Boston Music Awards, the local boys were the night's big winners. Competing against them were other famous Beantown acts like The Cars, Till Tuesday, and jazz guitarist Pat Metheny. Aerosmith won for Top Rock Band, Best Single, Dude Looks Like a Lady, and for Outstanding Rock Album. Their third hit from that album, Permanent Vacation, moves up in the countdown to number 28 this week. It's Ragdoll by Aerosmith.
Ragdoll, living in a movie. Hot track, that is it, he. He's so fine, I never see you leave him out of back door. Hot time, get it while it's easy. I don't mind, come on up and see me. Ragdoll, baby, won't you do me like it does before? I'm feeling like bad boy, but she's like bad boy. I'm ripping up ragdoll like
Smith, the follow-up to their rock ballad Angel, which hit number three. They're rocking again with this new one at number 28, up five notches. There's a young superstar in the survey whose mother, Sissy, is also a famous singer. 20 years ago, Mom sang lead on this Top 40 hit.
I need your sweet inspiration.
Details and the latest hit by that woman's daughter coming up.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
We're coming to you from Hollywood. And at number 27 this week, moving up 10 impressive notches, is the first hit by a singer and songwriter from Cleveland. Rolling Stone magazine called her 1988's best new artist. They wrote, her subtle, expressive songs about poverty and racism speak for themselves. They're talking about 24-year-old Tracy Chapman. Here she is with Fast Car.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. Get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him, she wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him, so I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. You sell drinking date at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. Enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
Tracy Chapman, 24 years old, born in Cleveland, now living in Boston. That's her first chart single, Fast Car. It's in its second week in the countdown, and it takes a 10-notch leap to number 27. I'm Casey, and we're on our way to the number one song in the USA. Well, now we're up to the young superstar, whose mother is also a famous singer. Mom hit the top 40 20 years ago. Listen to this.
I need your sweet.
Of a song that hit number 18 in March of 1968. The song was Sweet Inspiration by a group called the Sweet Inspirations. They were best known as a studio vocal group backing artists like Aretha Franklin and Elvis Presley. But they also hit the chart on their own. And when the Sweet Inspirations hit the top 40, their lead singer was a woman from New Jersey with a background in gospel music and rhythm and blues. A woman named Sissy, who passed on her musical inspiration to her daughter, Whitney. Whitney says, I was always proud and aware of our musical tradition, and my mother is a major influence in my career. She's been part of this business for many years, so I get professional advice and motherly guidance. End of quote. Sissy Houston told Time magazine that she coached her daughter from an early age. Quote, I taught her that in singing, you don't start loud because you have no place to go. I taught her songs tell a story, and you don't blare a story. Control is the basis of singing. Up, down, soft, sweet. End of quote. Whitney really learned her lessons from Mom well. Today she's the hottest female singer on the charts. Her last 7 chart hits have all gone to number 1. She calls her mother the lady of her life. The latest hit from Sissy Houston's daughter is at number 26 this week on American Top 40. Here's Love Will Save the Day, Whitney Houston.
Sometimes life can make you crazy. Make sure everything goes right, and you find you've only wound up with a mess. It's a common situation, even though you feel abandoned and alone. Child, you ain't the first to experience a hurt, so don't panic when you hit the danger zone.
Love Will Save the Day, Whitney Houston's fifth single release from the album Whitney, and she's still going strong. This one's up 9 notches to number 26. This is Casey in Hollywood on American Top 40. A listener wants to know, what act in the rock era has hit the top 10 the most years in a row? Well, the act that holds that record began its top 10 streak with My Girl and ended it with Masterpiece. Details coming up.
The hits from coast to coast, American Top 40.
We're coming to you from Hollywood. And here's the four-man band who first made noise in Hollywood clubs, just like the band we heard debut back at number 34, Guns N' Roses. But Poison struck the top 40 first. Their current hit, their third top 40, bit into the top 10 for 3 weeks. Now that deadly ditty slithers down 15 notches to number 25. Poison with Nothing But a Good Time. Poison with Nothing But a Good Time had some fun at number 6. Now it's at number 25. Song was written by the band, produced by heavy metal producer Tom Werman. I'm Casey. You're listening to American Top 40. Now, let's answer that question about top 10 hitting streaks. A listener in Flandreau, South Dakota, John Burns, writes, "Dear AT40, I'd like to know what act in the rock era has hit the top 10 the most calendar years in a row. Well, let's look at the top acts hitting the top 10. In second place are three different acts who each hit the top 10 for 8 years in a row. They're the band whose streak began in 1970 with Make Me Smile and ended in 1977 with Baby, What a Big Surprise, the band Chicago. Now, tied with Chicago for second place is a man who hit the top 10 every year from 1956 to 1963. His streak began with Heartbreak Hotel and ended with the song Bossa Nova Baby, rock and roll's king Elvis Presley. Also hitting the top 10 8 years in a row is a band led by an ex-Beatle. This act flew into the top 10 every year from 1973 to 1980, from High, High, High to Coming Up, the group Paul McCartney and Wings. That brings us to the act in first place. They're a Motown group originally called The Primes, but under their new name, they hit the top 10 each year from 1965 to 1973. Their streak began with My Girl, continued with top 10s like I Know I'm Losing You, Can't Get Next to You, and ended with Masterpiece. 9 years of hitting the top 10 for The Temptations. And there's your answer, John. The act in the rock era hitting the top 10 the most calendar years in a row. The Temptations, hitting for 9 years straight, from 65 to 1973. Thanks for writing in. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 24.
Here's a British duo who took this song to number 2 back home in England. This week in the States, it climbs 3 notches to 24. The duo is Climie Fisher, and their song is Love Changes Everything.
I can't forget her, all the lessons that I learned.
Love Changes Everything by the duo called Climby Fisher, Simon Climby and Rob Fisher. It's their first chart single, and it moves up three notches to number 24. 23 big ones to number one as the countdown rolls on.
It's from coast to coast.
American Top 40's heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like Idaho's Music Authority, 92 KISS FM, Boise, Idaho. All hits K-Live 105, Dubuque, Iowa. 94.3 WDIF, Marion, Ohio. And WJKC, St. Croix, the Virgin Islands. A little over a month ago, this was the number one song in the nation. Now, it's sliding down the countdown this week, falling 10 notches to number 23. Foolish Beat by 17-year-old Debbie Gibson. Debbie Gibson, the fourth top 40 hit from her album Out of the Blue, and it went to number one. Now, at number 23. We're counting down to the latest song about a simian to swing through our survey. George Michael's hit, Monkey. The last chimp to chart was shocked into the top 10 by Peter Gabriel. We'll go ape with a monkey medley coming up.